Jennifer, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us on the program. Just how unusual is this sort of use of psychedelic drugs to treat mental health issues? Have we seen studies in this area before?
We have seen studies in this area before. So the most that I have seen have been in ketamine or ecstasy use, or MDMA, I should say. But psilocybin and LSD are on the increase. So it's gaining momentum, but not so much in Australia as yet.
And what are the lead out of positive effects? What are the positive effects that's actually these studies are looking for?
So with respect to mental health, they're looking for the effects of these drugs on treating anxiety and depression, which makes sense because they work on the neurotransmitter that is reducing anxiety and depression. So that's the main lead that they're looking at the moment.
Medical marijuana has been used as a form of pain relief. We see that especially in the United States. But how do different drugs like psychedelic drugs, LSD, magic mushrooms, how do they actually affect the brain?
Well, when you're talking about marijuana, it directly affects pain pathways through its own receptor. It's got a receptor in the brain that it activates called the CB1 or cannabinoid receptor. So the CB1 receptor, and by doing that it stops pain transmission from the brain down the spinal cord. But with LSD and psilocybin, they're very much active as kind of like serotonin, like I said before. So it works like serotonin in the brain, and this actually alters your perception of pain. So it doesn't stop the pain, but it makes you feel better about it, if you like.
Any indication of whether, like we see with certain strains of medical marijuana and THC, certain kinds of oil, they remove the THC, which causes the giggly effects, but continues to sort of use the pain blockers that are inherent in it. Is there any indication we could do similar things with psychedelic drugs?
Well, I think the psychedelic drugs seem to be... It's actually the way that it works is on more than just serotonin. There are other things that it will work on, but the whole effect of the drug is what's helping with the perception of pain. So I'm not sure that you'd actually find something that directly affects pain pathways. So I think you should be using the drug as it is, as long as it's nicely quality controlled.
And in terms of quality control, what are some of the negative effects that we would have to look out for?
A lot of people can have bad hallucinations with LSD or with psilocybin, so you would really have to look at the past history of the patient. Maybe they used it a lot when they were younger, which may exacerbate bad side effects when they take it when they're older or need it now. So you can have, it's basically just having really a bad trip, if you like.
And we've seen the strain, I guess you might say, of certain campaigners to try and get medical marijuana seriously considered here in Australia. You know, it's been a very long, difficult fight for some of those campaigners. So in terms of using various drugs that have this negative history, these negative connotations, what is the process actually like? What kind of struggle is it to actually get these things recognised for their perhaps positive effects?
Oh, so much research needs to be done. So if you have a lot of research that gets done and we have a lot of positive results, then word gets around that it's actually a good thing. So I think if the drugs are used well, they're actually very beneficial. If they're used badly or too much, or they have a bad quality drug, then that's when you get the problems. So research just needs to be done.
Well, Jennifer, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time this morning having a bit of a chat with us about this one.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.